Every door has a key. There's a key to every situation. Behind every unopened door, there is a mystery. And the opening of this door introduces us to another in the series, The Key.
Zabalski's dead.
Dead? Who killed him?
You?
I did. You're crazy, Keeling.
You killed him. You did the Paulson job together. $20,000. The watchman was killed. You lit out, taking the dough with you. You double-crossed Zabalski.
Well, maybe I did, but I didn't kill him.
Now, Sabalski's dead. And the cops have your gun. With your fingerprints and one shot fired.
What are you talking about? I haven't got a gun. I haven't had a gun in months, Keeling. You know that.
Cops don't like you. They didn't like Sabalski. But he's been killed and they've got your gun. With your fingerprints and one shot fired.
Yeah, but that gun killed the watchman. And Sabalski confessed to the killing.
I got news for you. Huh? Gideo aims to take over your city territory. To do this, he has to get rid of you, but permanent. He's fixed it to make it obvious you wanted Sabalski dead. You did? Sabalski was the character who could send you up for a lifetime. Now, Sabalski is dead.
Well, maybe he is, but I didn't kill him.
You've been hiding up here in the mountains, Nordel. Gideo in the city has had time to fix things real pretty. As far as you're concerned, and Gideo, you killed Sabalski. Now, Sabalski being dead, and the evidence being fixed, don't you suppose the cops will take advantage of it? Seems to me you've got a safe deposit key on you. Safe deposit with $20,000 inside. Seems to me that key is the key to the whole situation right now.
Lock that door, Keeling. We'll talk over the situation.
Get over that fact, Nordel. Sabalski has been killed, cold-bloodedly and intentionally. There's only one thing to do. Collect your dough from the safe deposit and get out of here.
But I've been safe enough here since the Paulson job. Why should things suddenly change now?
Because Sabalski is dead. Gideo has fixed it, so...
All right, all right. I'll tell you this, though. I'm not giving in that easy. If the cops come after me here, I'll fight.
What with? Fists against guns? Your chance is to get the dough and get out and... What's that?
Hey, lay off the nerves, will you? Nora drops the cup and you start jumping around like a dope. Hey, what's the matter with you, Nora?
Better scram, boy. Maybe that car coming up the track.
What? The cops... This you, Keeling? You and the rat again?
Lay off. Cops and me are strictly oil and water. Be taken by the cops along with you? No, thanks.
They followed you. They followed you here. They tagged your car.
What's the matter with you? You got a yak and the cops driving up to the front door. Get out of it. Run, Nordy.
No. I've done my running. Give me a gun, Keeling.
Like being naked in Times Square?
But you gotta let me fight my way out.
And be cut down. Oh, look, you're crazy. Run for it, Nordy.
Listen to me. If you've ratted Keeling,
I'm... For Pete's sake, get out of here.
You're mine, Nora. You're mine. You've come, too.
I've got no reason to hide out.
Come on. Is there something between you two?
Of course there isn't. Now will you go?
All right. You'll be around, though, Keeling. And you, too, Nora. I'm coming back.
For a big time, Nordy, you're awful slow on the getaway.
Give me a gun.
No.
Give me that gun.
Get wise. A gun and Sabalski dead. Cops would cut you down and laugh.
Hey, how did you know Sabalski died?
I got ears. Can flap them, too.
All right. But they're not gonna take me.
That's not the postman.
Well, let him come. They ain't gonna take me so easy.
Hello, Nardo.
Gideo.
Hello, Nora. You all alone here?
Nah, not now. The rats are so thick around here, a ship must have sunk.
They tell me you got some dough in a safe deposit, Nardo.
Maybe I have, maybe I haven't. You aim to take it?
Now, boys, you've got along well enough in the past. Why fall out now?
Nora, grab your ears and put your head over your mouth. Any femme squeaks, it's a slapping for sure.
Why'd you come here, Gideon?
Sabowski's been killed. You hear about it?
Maybe I heard tell.
Like medals, I pin them on. I'm pinning this rap on you. Plain talk, Nardo. Give me the 20 grand from the Paulson job. Get out yourself, or I kill you. I'll get you, get Nora, get 20 grand, and take over your territory.
That safe deposit key is someplace you won't find.
All right. All the same. I get you, get Nora, get your territory. Yes, I can make do with either 20.
One thing, Gideon.
Gideon, you got a flu, Gideon? You maybe feel you want a scratch? Go for your gun and I'll save you the trouble. I'll shoot the flea.
Funny stuff. Been thinking that line up long?
Been thinking you're making a fool of yourself. Sadowski's dead and Nordel knows the heat's on him. Why choke up another killing to yourself when the cops can do the job for you?
Yeah. Makes sense. But sense from a dope makes me edgy. What do you want to help Nordel for?
I'll tell you honest. Nordel and I, we work together on a few jobs. I don't like the guy over much, but I don't want to see him cut down. If the cops get him, well, that's different.
No, you touch me.
He hasn't got a chance, Gideon. Sadowski dead and the cards stacked against him. Let him go. Let the cops do the killing.
You got the drop on me, Keeling. Okay. But I tell you this. The cops had better get him. If they don't, you'll be the one cut down. And it won't be done fast. All right, Nordel. You got 15 minutes to clear out of here. Down on Highway 7, there's a bunch of cops in a patrol wagon. They're going to be told where you are. Goodbye. Okay, boys, scram. We're leaving the fish to fry itself.
Hold it. Let him get away. Okay, we move. Got my car on the back. Okay, Nordel? Nora?
Hey, I don't know as I get this, Keeling. What's the game? What's the idea?
Nordy! Time for talking Keeling's car. You've got a chance to get away now. You take it.
Yeah, but I don't...
15 minutes, Nordel. That isn't a lot of time. Let's get going.
You're on the make, Keeling. You're up to something.
Up to shooting you if you don't move.
Oh, Nordy, come on. Maybe you don't mind the cops catching you here, but me, I'd like a perm again. Keeling, believe it or not, country living is not my style.
I believe it.
Hey, but where are we going? I haven't moved out of that cabin inside 5 weeks. 6, maybe. Maybe 2 months.
Make up your mind. Going? What does it matter so long as we do go?
Well, the cops are after me. Why do you bother?
Why did I bother coming out to warn you? On account of I don't like Gideo. On account of you're out of the city permanent. And on account of a lot of things.
What things?
Look, Nordy, we're getting away. The cops are after you because Sabowski's dead, and if they get you, they won't be cooking you with gas. Oh, what more do you want? Healing to be brainwashed, maybe screened? And all because you don't know why a pal helps you out.
Get in, Nordel. Better come around the other side, Nora. Easy to get in. All right.
Easy.
See?
Hidden.
Suspicious?
No.
Well, here we are. In you get, Nora. That's the girl. Well, if it's nothing else, a nice day for a ride. Hope we don't meet the cops coming up, going down. As a matter of fact, Nordle, I'm not only going to get you away, but I've got an idea how to get you off that murder rap Gideon fixed so nicely.
Oh, yeah?
Of course, it's tricky business. Guy can't throw his brains around for nothing.
Well, how far are you throwing your brains, and for how much?
Oh, maybe a grand, two. You can never tell how much a guy's life is worth to him.
What are you talking about? I haven't got $1,000. All I got right now is $13.
$13? That's unlucky.
Yeah. Unlucky for me. I don't get $1,000. Unlucky for Nordle. He doesn't get away from the cops. Of course,
Yeah.
Of course, there is the 20 grand. The 20 you've got locked away in that safe deposit.
Keeling, I took risks for that. That I keep forever.
Right past the police car, and they didn't look at us. No doubt about it, we've got to have luck in our business. Like you had an order with a Poulsen affair. Except for killing the watchman, of course.
That wasn't luck.
No?
Nah. Gadget. My gadget. Fixed it in the watchman's lunch tin.
Don't say.
Real clever.
Yeah. He opened it. Wham, he got ammonia blown in his face. All we had to do was tie him up. Kind of a pity he recovered. Didn't know ammonia worked off.
Smart, I'll say.
Nobody's clever, I'm telling you.
Hey, what was the idea, Keeling, about getting me off the Sabalski murder rap?
Oh, no. I'm not so dumb either. Cash and I talk. Dollars make the world go round. Greasy dollars. Lovely.
Yeah, I'd rather go to the chair than hand out that dough. I fought for that dough. I did all the planning. It's my dough.
Watchman died. Sabalski's been killed. If you want to make three, that's okay by me.
Hey, how was Sabalski killed? Who killed him?
You'd never guess. Not in a million years, you wouldn't. Don't worry about how he was killed. It was fast, if that's what you mean. You never heard?
No, I never heard. No newspapers. I couldn't have them delivered. Didn't dare go out and get one.
No newspapers, no TV, no radio. You bored them. Chronic. Maybe we are on the run, but it's good to move.
Anyway, forget Sabalski.
Forget him. Forget Sabalski on the run for a murder I didn't do, even though it may look I did.
If you hadn't double-crossed, then the cops wouldn't have known it was to your advantage to have Sabalski out of the way. If you... Hey...
What's the matter?
Behind us.
Well, you better go faster.
Oh, a cop on a motorbike just means you're going too fast. Speed limit on this highway.
Uh-uh. No cops. State trooper. And state troopers around these parts don't waste time with no nickel-pinch speed limit.
Well, go faster, then. He's coming up fast.
I'm driving. I go what speed I like.
You slam this old jalopy along as fast as it'll go. You don't, and I'll slam your head to the windshield.
Forgetting yourself, Nordle. Sure, I'm driving. And this gun says you're keeping still.
But you got me out of the hideout. Why are you stacking up on me now?
That's easy, Nordle. I want dough on account of beating a murderer. Dough from you.
Oh, I get it. A pal only for dough.
You get it. Do I get it?
Oh, come on, Nordy. That cop's getting almighty close.
I'll visit you in jail, don't you worry. Boys, you'd want to pay a social call to that death cell.
Well, I haven't got the dough on me. I told you I got $13. I told you before I had only $13.
I don't want the dough on you. I'll make do with the dough in the safe deposit box.
Better that than what'll happen if you hold out, Nordy.
Rats. Brother rat. Sure. Hungry rat. Hungry rats don't care. I've never heard of ethics. You gonna give me the key of that safe deposit?
Yeah, you can't win. Risk everything you win out, then get everything thrown at you. All right, Keeling, here you are. The key to 20 grand.
Gee, thanks. Only a little key, but boy, is it full of promise. Well, guess this is where the cop gets a rapid lesson in driving. Funny thing, I thought it would work out this way. All along the line, driving up to see you, I kept saying to myself, you watch, this will be the way it works out.
You concentrate on your driving, or it won't work out anyway for us.
Rat. Bad loser, isn't he? Especially for a man who rat at first. I've noticed that. One heel always tries to make out the other heel has spurs on. How's the car?
Holding with us.
Not for long. A bit along here, there's a turnoff, so hang on to your seat. Know something? Motorbikes on a muddy dirt road aren't so hot. A bit too hot to handle, though. We beat him up to the top of a hill, then we got a nice little surprise called Cop's Downfall. You know, I like you so much, Norrell, I'm even willing to kill for you. Of course, cops aren't really people, and I don't mind because all the dough you're giving me is dough, real dough.
Yeah, you'll be surprised.
Yeah, I've noticed that. Surprises around nearly all the corners. Hang on, corner on the handbrake makes things kind of sudden. Like the character in the Cloak and Combinations days. Up, up and away. Drive into a back wheel, skid out of a front wheel. Remember that and you won't go far wrong. Slippery, isn't she? Don't worry, boy, you got a master at the wheel. At the top here, I stop and you can get out fast. Don't wait, go. Leave the doors, just get. You watch, I'll do a full turn in the car's lift. Back she goes. Powie, one cop leg. How far are we ahead?
I don't know, a quarter of a mile. I can't see now. The bend cuts him off.
Then this is it. Yep, get out.
Yeah. Okay, Keeling.
Spin around. Rev and twist. Ain't you lovely to cop killer? Fast, eh? Neat, eh? Boy, is that cop gonna get a surprise. Chasing the car, coming back on it. Watch. Dowie. And that's that. Leaves another 200,489 other cops to be rubbed.
Oughtn't we go see if we can do something?
Find him alive? No, thank you. Sorry we have to walk, but it's a great day. Now, about this idea of mine, Norrell. Best way to beat a murderer is to have a cop alibi.
What are you talking about, a cop alibi? Less I have to do with them, the better.
Just as you like, brother. Of course, if you don't do as I say, I guess you'll have too much to do with them. Murder's a killing job, and Sabalski's almighty dead.
Yeah. What was you talking about? I mean, what do you mean, a cop alibi?
Well, it's like this. The boys often put it. So happens I know a job was done on the First National over in Birdville. So happens I know it was pulled right at the same time as Sobalski died. Cops know, too.
You mean that I ought to give myself up for that job?
Sure, why not? Send you up there. Maybe for 5 years, but... What's 5 years when the other job means permanent rehabilitation up where clouds make doors a cellar?
5 years? It's a long time. 5 stinking years in the jug, and when I come out, I ain't got no dough.
Why not?
Well, you got the key to the strong room.
Oh, yeah. Forgot that. Oh, well, don't give yourself up for that Birdville break. You and Sabalski, Watchman, will have a great laugh about it. Great.
Look, Norty, everybody must have known you'd want Sabalski rubbed. Now he is, and Gideon's fixed it. And that means shock treatment for you. Better you give yourself up for that Birdville job. Honest.
I know what I'm talking about, Norty. Say, look. Here.
Hey, you got a newspaper. Hey, what's that say, the headline?
What's that? Sabalski dead. What was I telling you?
Hey, let me read
you. You don't want to read that. Here.
Huh?
Now,
is what you want to read.
Birdville bank robbery.
That's it. Read it good. Get all the details. Then, go give yourself up to doing it.
Honest, Norty, it's the best. The only way.
Yeah, well, I'll think about it.
One thing for Nordle, he does go to his fate looking just like a film star does.
I couldn't believe it. You talked real good. Honest, I've never seen a man taking it so easy. Be good to Nora.
it's not the doing, Nora. You see, it's how you do it. Do the Birdville break, then get a stooge to confess. Not only to confess, but hand over 20 grand. Got the key?
Giddy all want his share.
Sure, but it was my idea. Now Norton will be out of the way for at least 5 years. He'll be so pleased, he'll give me half easy.
Maybe, Keely. Could be. Just keeping tags on you, checking up. Coming along to the safe deposit with you. You know you have to sign before you get the duplicate key from the bank guard.
Sure. Nora got me a signature. Been practicing.
Well, let's go along and see what Sander Nordle has left us in his safe deposit stocking. And allow me to congratulate you on the sweetest double cross yet.
Lawyer to see you, Nordle.
Good afternoon. Afternoon. Well, now, Nordle, you signed a confession, so I understand.
Confession? Yeah, I can speak open, though. I mean, there's nobody to hear, nobody to pull a fast one if I tell you something. I mean, nobody like a lawyer.
Or... If you wish, I'll treat any information in the strictest confidence.
Well, listen to me, I gotta tell somebody. I've been framed.
Of course, of course.
Really framed, like this, see? A pal of mine talked me into confessing to the Birdville job so I wouldn't be hauled in for a bigger job.
Well, you're very frank. What bigger job?
Murder.
And did you murder somebody?
No, that's where the frame comes in. I didn't. But a certain party made it look as if I did. And to escape that rap, I said I'd done the Birdville job.
I see. Who was it you were supposed to have murdered?
A guy called Sabalski.
Sabalski?
Yeah. You heard of him, huh? Well, he's the guy, the one that was bumped.
I don't know how you're going to take this, Nordle, but Topalski was bumped. But, officially bumped.
Me? Well, he was killed, wasn't he?
Yes, killed. In the electric chair. He was tried, found guilty, and condemned. If anybody could be found guilty for his death, it could only be the government officials concerned in the execution.
Impatient.
Oh, thank goodness you've come. I'm afraid Nordle has taken leave of his senses. First of all, he started crying when I told him Sabalski had been electrocuted, and then he started laughing.
What about?
Not less if I know. Something about a gadget being fixed in a safe deposit. Something about this time when it's opened, it won't be ammonia, but explosives. I really think you better call a doctor.
They'll open it up and it'll blow their heads off, and I'm going to do 5 years for somebody executed.
Yeah, you're right. We better get the doctor.
A closing door finishes the story. Next week, another key will open another door to another story. Romance or adventure, all start when a door is unlocked by
the key.